Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Len Schult. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Hollingsworth. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Al Hollingsworth. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The left fielder, Bill McGee. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bobo Newsom. And now, play ball. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schult scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peck. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Peck steals second. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is walked intentionally. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peck scores. Estilella moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell takes first base on ball four. Estilella moves to third. Siebert moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult strikes out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Newsom for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth hits a line drive towards first. Siebert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estalella. Burns reaches second base with a double. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Estalella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns throws the ball into McQuinn, who tags Estalella trying to catch an extra base, for the out. McGee moves to third. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGee scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a line drive towards third. Christman catches it and throws to second to double up Siebert. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive towards third. Kell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush misplays the ball. That's an error on Bush. McQuinn moves to third. Christman moves to second. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McQuinn scores. Christman moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom bunts towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Gutteridge covering, for the out. Bush moves to second. One out. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schultz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bush moves to third. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a line drive into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hollingsworth hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck. Hollingsworth reaches second base with a double. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hollingsworth scores. It's Browns, 2, Athletics, 2. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Lobbs hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McGee strikes out. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Siebert bunts towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Estilella moves to second. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schultz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 2 in the game. Mancuso hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schult misplays the ball. That's an error on Schult. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Busch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schult fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom bunts towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Busch moves to second. Two outs. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Newsom covering, for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a line drive into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a line drive into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McGee strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Estilella hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mayo Smith now playing left field. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tex Shirley pinch runs for George McQuinn. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Lobbs bunts towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. Shirley moves to second. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Moore now playing right field. Lou Finney now playing first base. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore, who is chasing the ball. Kell reaches third base with a triple. Siebert goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Athletics. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Rosar reaches second base with a double. Kell scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a line drive into right field. Moore picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Moore. Rosar scores. Bush moves to third. It's 5-2, Athletics. Al Lamakia now pitching. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Newsom for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hall bunts towards first. Finney scoops it up and throws to first, with Gutteridge covering, for the out. Bush scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-2, Athletics. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Pete Gray pinch hits for Frank Mancuso. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a pop-up towards short. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Don Gutteridge. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Stevens pinch hits for Al Lamakia. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schultz moves to second. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Schultz moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.